It's important to understand what is the reason why Yitaka not supposed to push Mashiach to come. What's Taka the reason? The reason for it is basically, I mean, there's two reasons that are probably interconnected. The reason is, the Rebbe said this a few, I think more than once, is that the words Rebbe mentioned were Sadiqim that wanted to be Doichek as Arkeis, but Minashimayim, they told them they had the Koyach to. Minashimayim, they revealed to them that if they would be Doichek as Arkeis, if they would push from Mashiach to come before it's time, there would be certain sparks that would be lost. I think they say a story, forget, again, I don't, you know, Chassidim used to be Medayik, not to say a story unless it's 100% exact. I'm not so medayik in that, unfortunately, but just, you know, don't quote me on the details. The point of the story was, I think, that Matla Chernobyl once said that we could bring Mashiach, but if Mashiach would come now, certain neshamas would be lost. So a certain big rav was sitting there, well, who cares about those neshamas? You know, it's about time Mashiach should come, so there'll be certain neshamas that'll be forever lost, but who cares? So Matla Chernobyl turned to him and said, how do you know that you're not one of those neshamas? So in other words, the point is that if Mashiach would come, if he's forced to come, he would come. It's a way of similar to what we once discussed, you know, discussed in many times, the Kaddish of Achishan, and Mashiach comes before its time. But if it's not done properly, then in other words, if well, you didn't do tshuva and so Mashiach could come today, right now, take him. He's supposed to come a long time ago, that's another thing. But I'm saying even years ago, it was, let's say it was before the Zman, if everyone would get their act together and do tshuva, there's nothing wrong. When it says not to push the cage, it doesn't say anywhere that Yidin are not allowed to do Teda Mitzvah, not allowed to do Tshuva, not allowed to give Tztaka, because Tztaka is Makareves as Sagola, Tztaka brings Mashiach. Obviously, that's stupidity. Point is, if the Yidin are not deserving of Mashiach, they're not putting their act together, they're just davening and pushing for it, that, in other words, so then what would happen? Mashiach would come, but the Yidin are not fully ready for it, so certain Neshamas will get lost. The Rebbe says now that, you know, all the neshamas who we already went through, all the birurim, we don't have that worry anymore. Kalu kala kitzin. The Rebbe says, kalu kala kitzin. At this point in history, you can't say that we shouldn't push off the end of days. Mashiach was supposed to come a long time ago. The Gemara already said, kalu kala kitzin. All the end times are over. So what does it mean to push the kates? And there's other svarim that bring down. In the Minchas Salazar, he had someone write a sefer during World War I called Mashmiya Yeshua. He writes it, the importance of davening for Mashiach to come. He says, when you see that now is the time of Mashiach's coming, see in the world there's different things happening, this whole thing of not to be Doichik Asakates doesn't apply anymore. Doichik Asakates means that years ago, the world was going the way it was. Why puncture Mashiach come now? Because you want him to come now. Who says it's the time? When you see in the world crazy things are happening, which shows already the time of Mashiach, you're already there. It's a moshul, chveis, whatever, man. Whatever, man. It's someone, Stam Lubavitcher, contemporary Lubavitcher, made this up. But it's a good point. You know, the woman that she's before she's in labor, you don't tell her to push that her baby should come out. When it comes the time to push, she has to push. So shalayit chakvas arkeis, when it's before the time, you're not supposed to push it. When the time comes, adarav, you're supposed to, push. Now is the time, now you should dafka daven for it. Yeah, now is the time to daven the tshuva.